The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined now by the presenter of Screen Time, John Fardy, American Manhunt, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, we know the story, but this is an incredibly gripping documentary. Caveat, it's incredibly jingoistic and pro-American. If we can accept that Osama bin Laden was a pretty rotten guy and was probably deserving of the fate that befell him, you will be able to park the jingoism in this, I think, because it is incredible. The first episode, you know, we know the story well about how bereft America was after 9/11, but they recreate it brilliantly, the way it's edited. And you're left with this sense of they were so wanting vengeance.
It's so shocking to watch those planes going into the Twin Towers again after. I mean, I've seen those images many times. But in the context, and you have a sense that you're on the ground, you're a passerby, and you look up and suddenly you see this terrible happening.
I know. And what this documentary does so well is that it just shows the paradigm shift in American and global thinking after that. And so what normally would happen is an invasion would be proposed or something like that. But George Bush Jr., who was in charge at the time, wanted it immediately. And the only people he felt who could do it straight away were the CIA. Maybe take a listen to this.
The President of the United States turned to Donald Rumsfeld and said, "How long, Don, before we can invade Afghanistan?" And his response was approximately 6 months. Kofor Black, chief of counterterrorism, was sitting behind George Tenet. He didn't have a place at the table, but Kofor's not afraid to speak up.
You ever read much about General George Patton? He will tell you half of leadership is theater. I slid my chair a little closer to the table, put my elbows on the table. He turned to me, he looked me right in the eye. I stared at him for 5 seconds. And then I said very simply, "Mr. President, and I will not tell you what I said next, but it very succinctly and graphically would translate to,
if you let me do it, I'll have flies walking on their eyeballs in 6 weeks.
And he goes, "That's what I'm talking about."
And Bush said, "You're in charge."
Took a lot longer than 6 weeks.
Oh my God, it did. So we're 12 years, I think it was. And there were so many near misses. And there's incredible footage in this where they, in essence, let him go in the hills of Afghanistan.
Tora Bora. They knew he was there. Yeah. And because of a reluctance on the part of the Air Force, was it, to get involved?
And to put on more ground troops. And they didn't have, Rumsfeld felt there wouldn't be enough of a follow-up if they bombed it. There weren't enough ground troops. So they literally let him march off into the hills. And I don't mean to joke and laugh, but it's just bizarre that you see in this documentary him walking over the hill, almost waving at American troops. And then they would chase him for the next 11 years.
And of course, they weren't sure at various stages whether or not he was alive or dead. And
absolutely.
Then he would give an interview and that interview would go out to the world's media through a courier or whatever. I mean, people like the late Robert Fisk would actually sit down with Osama bin Laden and talk to him.
Incredible stuff. And these videos would emerge in latter years, kind of every 6 months to a year. And he would, and let's not forget in tandem that there were Al-Qaeda bombings all over the world, like in Madrid and London. So the heat kept getting turned up and up. Now, we know how this story ends. But by God, like, the last episode is maybe the most gripping piece of TV I've seen in a while, because it's recreated, but recreated. This is the final assassination of him in almost real time with Obama, with all his troops, Hillary Clinton. We're seeing pictures of this in a Situation Room watching it unfold.
And it's not even the Situation Room. It's a little adjacent room and they're all crammed into it.
Crazy. But I jumped ahead of myself there because I have another clip where there's a moment they think, have we finally found him?
Every day he would come out and walk in the garden. Every day. We called him the pacer.
Using what's called mensuration, we see a person, the sun is shining this way, it casts a shadow, measure the size of the shadow, figure out the precise height of whatever's making the shadow. And the precise height was about the same height as Osama bin Laden.
Literally, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. Oh, my God. We may have found him.
oh my God, we may have found him. And
yeah,
they had found him indeed. But even then, before Obama will give the go-ahead, he needs to be sure to be sure to be sure.
And he wasn't sure to be sure. Like, what they were dealing with there, if you look at it, was the exact dimensions of him. It matched his height and everything. But that wasn't 100%. So this was a serious risk. They were also going in, crossing over from Afghanistan into
Pakistani airspace,
which is very hostile relations. So this was an illegal mission, in essence, and it's just captured in real time. The last episode is an hour and 20 minutes, and it's spontaneous. And they have, I don't know what this guy was thinking in a way. Our viewing is made all the better for it. But the team SEAL 6, the main guy with his face on camera, is interviewed.
Yeah.
And he's talking about taking out
they take out Osama bin Laden, one of his sons,
yeah,
and then, and I think the son's wife,
yeah,
and then they shoot Osama bin Laden.
And then they have to get out of Pakistani airspace. He's thinking about ice hockey games to keep himself fit and well. And now here he is on that. He's a brave man to put himself.
I felt this guy's putting a target on his back.
He really is. Now I want to caveat again. They make very loose mention of Guantanamo Bay. The idea that they went to war in Iraq is barely mentioned.
They do mention, though, that some people had reservations about Guantanamo Bay and resigned.
Absolutely. And what comes out in this documentary is the CIA people tasked with this were living with this for 11 years, and it took a serious toll on their life, divorce, depression. And in fairness to Obama, he did thank the people in the shadows who we don't see who were responsible for this mission.
It's a great watch,
as
I say, with the caveat of the jingoism and so on. What have you got on screen time?
Yeah, so the big release of the week is Mission Impossible. So we'll be talking all about that. And I'm talking to an Italian director who's made a fascinating documentary about the new Lodge flats in Belfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
The flats, it's called.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, very good.
And what you know, it's
we'll
impressive.
Be talking about that on the program
tomorrow.
I know you will. Okay, very good. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, ending our program today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.